Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Conway. Feels like I haven't done Foodstuffs in a long time. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke all over the place. We're also on Instagram Live right now.
Man, we gave him quite a plug yesterday.
Who, Tommy?
Yeah, because I didn't know what you say. So then we just talked about Salt and Smoke for about 60 seconds.
We did. I can espouse to the virtues of the carryout last night.
Oh, yeah? Just last night?
Just last night.
You eat at Salt and Smoke more than I do.
Probably once or twice a week.
That's great.
Had the brisket and the pit beans.
Delicious. Excellent. You got to check it out, guys. And then we're on Instagram Live right now. You can watch this and so much more at Courtney & Co. Y98 on Instagram. No, we're going to do the day tomorrow. National Wine Day.
Mm.
Oh, National Wine Day.
It's funny you mentioned that. I have a friend that owns a place over in Illinois called Grappa Growlers. All right. And they're like a wine bar, and they have a bunch of great drinks. They now have a wine called Gloria.
They can't
keep it in stock, she said. And it's a great place, and they have beers on tap. They have milk stouts. But now, if you want to go and support your St. Louis Blues by drinking Gloria wine, you can do that at Grappa Growlers.
It's a good name for a wine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The downfall, it makes you take a lover in the afternoon.
That is the downfall. Is it a downfall?
Some wine stats for National Wine Day. Americans drink an average of 4 glasses of wine a week. The whole country? I mean, that's...
I don't drink wine. Have you ever heard my wine? I know. You know what I noticed yesterday?
What?
You get interrupted a lot during foodstuffs.
Yeah. You think?
Mm-hmm.
try things you didn't know sometime.
I
had to hire a therapist.
I wanted to add some wine, my wine story. So what I've discovered with wine, because wineries are so much fun to go to with your friends and get a big party bus. I have 3 different personalities on wine, which is why I try to stay away from it. Mm. I either cry, I'm mean, or I love you. And we don't know what Courtney is going to come out. So I water my wine down with, like, I'll get a white wine and put a little Sprite or water in it. I know.
On any night of drinking wine, are you one of those 3 things, or do you alternate between?
I only drink wine at wineries. It's the only time you'll see me with wine.
But the personality that comes out, is
no idea.
But I know, but is it on a night you're one of those 3, or you can switch between them?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Wow. I might be able to go back.
Okay.
But once I'm mean, there's no getting out of the mean.
I'm glad our show isn't like the Kathy Lee and Hoda show.
Yes! It's ugly.
We'd all be in trouble. The main reason people don't have an extra glass of wine is because they don't want to open a new bottle.
That's the motivation
to stop most people. 3 out of 4 people say their favorite place to drink. That's not interesting. Okay, we're going to move on. How about this?
Foodstuffs.
Skittles is getting into the powdered water flavoring game. You're into those, aren't you?
I love those. Yeah, because I'm not a fan of just regular water.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely insane.
I need to get into that because, you know,
get into water.
Hey, man, when you live on diet soda for life. I'm hoping, because I saw that story, I'm hoping it's as good as advertised because the Kool-Aid is really good. And even some of the fit and active stuff I get at Aldi.
I don't like sweetened water. I just want my water straight up. Straight up water. I don't think there's anything more refreshing.
When you say Kool-Aid is good, do you mean just regular Kool-Aid?
Yeah, it's like it's a water enhancer.
It's like little liquid drops.
It doesn't make like a... It's, it, it, and it's... It's watered down Kool-Aid. So it's not like you get like a cup of Kool-Aid out of it. No, but it gives you enough, you know, taste that, okay, I can, for me, it's palatable.
Okay, but you'll try the Skittle stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay, how about this other new product, Twinkies, coming out with orange creamsicle flavored filling in the new Twinkies.
I'm a fan of the orange dreamsicle.
I'm in it.
That sounds amazing.
I still have not had the Dairy Queen orange, you know, like they have the dip cones.
Oh, yeah?
They have the orange dip cone now. So you get the vanilla ice cream on top, and the shell is the orange sherbet.
They haven't done... That's new?
It's new this year. Okay.
I think you have just planned my lunch.
There we go. Yeah.
DQ?
Yes, that's going to be lunch.
You going to brazier it up?
Yeah, I'm going to grill and chill at the DQ. You know it.
And finally, survey of foods that people want to try. But haven't gotten around to.
All right, let's see how many we have. Well, I mean, Lance is out eating the most.
True. We don't cook much.
And experimental.
What do you think is on this list that people are like, yeah, I've heard of that. I've been meaning to try it, but haven't.
I haven't.
Sushi.
What'd you say?
Sushi.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
What about haggis?
No.
Not that I want to try it, but I'm curious.
It's trendy food.
Yeah, think of more trendy food. These aren't like insane.
I would say haggis. Like, you know, I always get jealous of New York, like when they have the cronut.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like that kind of stuff?
No.
Is it like kale?
Yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Good guess. I've eaten
Never mind. Kale's not on here. Kelp.
Kelp.
I don't have it. 39% of people said kelp. 37% of people said goat. They've been meaning to try goat.
Don't. What, don't. Tom Brady?
goat cheese.
I love goat
cheese. Foods infused with CBD, all the rage right now.
Oh yeah.
People meaning to get around to that.
I'm not meaning to get around to that.
No. Yeah. Avocado toast? How hard is that to try?
Right.
I haven't tried it.
Nor have I.
Jen has. Pasta made out of chickpeas. Artisanal donuts?
I've had the chickpea pasta, by the way.
Good?
It's terrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like it. Well, I mean, the box one. I'm sure maybe if you went to a restaurant that made it themselves, it'd be better.
Artisanal donuts, yeah.
I said cronuts. You said no, it's not on the list.
That should count.
All right, I'll give you half credit for that.
Okay.
black rice?
Ooh, I would. I've not even heard of it, but I'm curious.
A smoothie bowl? I mean, just get out and live a little.
I haven't heard of anything. He's a nun. Mine's more like fast food items. Yeah, I want to get that.
Right.
Hemp? Anybody been meaning to try hemp?
It's a superfood, dude.
It's a superfood, bro.
Superfood, dude.
That's it. Man, we started strong, though, didn't we? This has been Food Stuff. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney Co. Y98. Orange creamsicle flavored Twinkies. Don't forget about that. And we're going to leave on that.
With my brain. Your Ashley Home Store weather, partly sunny and breezy today with a high of 90, perfect for pools opening. And then over the weekend, it looks like we have a chance for showers in the forecast on Saturday, chance for showers on Sunday, and a slight...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.